Ladies and gentlemen, whether or not you drink beer and whether or not you drink lager beer, I really, really hope you found this, you know, massive tasting review exciting. And the reason particularly is this is all about the consumer. You can't understand a wine or a beer unless you try it in tandem with others. And that is so true too for cider. So this summer, particularly at home, I've tasted the Vintage Cloudy 7.3% from Henry Weston's alongside of the Vintage Reserve 7.3% from Sheppey, and also a really nice one from Pontypridd in South Wales, and that was 6.5%. But it was only by tasting them in tandem that I realised first up that the Pontypridd was, unfortunately for me, for my taste, it was horrendously sweet. I couldn't even finish through the bottle. And, you know, I love the Westerns. I sometimes go to Westerns Farm at Much Markle, and I heavily recommend that you do as well. It's one of the most beautiful parts of Britain. Go and visit Westerns for yourself. Go and get the ciders from the shop. They take them up in eights, and you're going to pay around about £1.50 per bottle. And I mean, this is some of the absolute best cider in the world. And then if you fancy carrying on down the M5, take yourself down to Taunton, and just outside of Taunton, you'll need to come off the motorway, but there's a little place called Bradford on Avon, and there you will find Sheppey cider from, you know, over 200 years. And that's an independent farm. And I mean, that Vintage Reserve, it is, for me, that is outstandingly the tip top best cider in Britain at the moment. But, you know, try it alongside Weston's cider. Weston's top notch, just about 8.4% or something. Try the two. See what you think. You're never going to develop your taste buds and your consumer intelligence unless you try these really high-powered, you know, intensive tastings in the intimacy of your own home, of course. And then if you keel over unexpectedly, well, what does it matter? We'll just pop an apple in your mouth and have you stuffed. Right. So that was all about cider, but it shows that, you know, I've been really getting in there and understanding fantastic British products. And some of the ciders in this country are champagne looking, and if you pop them into a champagne flute, you wouldn't actually be able to tell. And it's not just me. The lady on the till at Waitrose the other day was saying to me, well, our top wine experts say that if you put one of these Kentish ciders into a champagne glass, no one is going to know. Now that's the quality level of some British ciders, you know. I tasted the Thatcher's Katie, and that was pretty good as well. Right, so there's also a good one called Curious Brew, but that featured in this incognito, in this tasting of beers, lagers, because I just wanted to see if a Kentish lager could outperform the top continental lagers. And sadly, the brew is very different to what it was 11 years ago when I remember it clearly at the pub. And nowadays it simply tastes of grapefruit, which is very nice if you like a craft beer. But if that's the only beer your brewery does, I think you've gone right down the wrong funnel. Just saying. So that one didn't really feature at all, unfortunately. You know, I hoped it was going to be a wild card, but it wasn't. Very nice if you like grapefruit, but then again, you could just buy a grapefruit, couldn't you? So what's been happening is, I just happened to be pottery at a shop one day, and I thought, good gracious, you know, the world of lager seems to be taking over by Spain. There's ever so many Spanish lagers, and I could see at least 8 on the shelf, probably 9 with San Miguel. And so I thought, well, why not? Why not do like a Big Six lager playoff? Now, when I've got 6 lagers home, I realised that 2 of them are actually brewed in Burton-on-Trent. That's a bit below the belt. But furthermore, when you did squint and managed to work out what the ingredients were, and they really do make it difficult, that's right, they're basically glucose syrup. And if I want glucose syrup, I'll just go and buy some Lucozade. It doesn't have to have alcohol in it, for goodness sake. Right, so those two were a big no, and you'll be able to see what they were in round three. Okay, the other four lagers from Spain, and they were genuinely imported from Spain. Two of them contain rice, very, very interesting. One contained maize, and the other was just barley malt. And you'll be able to see those in rounds one and two. They're well worth considering. Okay, now I emerged with a clear winner out of the six, and so I thought to myself, let's try, you know, shopping around a bit. And I went to five different shops in Ashford to try and find some really top quality world-class beers. It's actually extremely difficult. Aldi's weren't going to tell me where any of their beers were brewed, and a great many in Asda, despite having German labels, were produced in France. That's just not good enough. Okay, so I thought, well, Czechoslovakia's going to throw up some good ones, and I actually bought three from Czechoslovakia: the Urquell, the Stara Premen, and this Budva. And, well, only Budva stood up. The other two just didn't taste of anything, and the Urquell, it did taste of something, but for me it was just farmyard manure, and I don't want that in a lager of any description, I'm afraid. So call me fussy, but that's really the point of a tasting review, isn't it? Really picking out the clear winners. And to be fair, I have to say it was actually quite easy, because most of them were either tasteless, undrinkable. I'm not, as a consumer, prepared to buy anything that's containing glucose syrup. Please don't insult my intelligence. And don't call it a Spanish beer if it's brewed in Burton-on-Trent. It's no more Spanish than my right buttock. So I just thought it would be very interesting at round four to try the two rice beers against one another. And that was fascinating because, again, you can't really tell until you try them in tandem. And one of them emerged clearly the winner. I really think anyone trying those two would have agreed with me. You know, there was no doubt about it at all. But having said that, who wants rice in their beer, even if the rice is grown in Spain? Full marks for local authenticity, not much marks for just keeping it simple. So the top two performing, absolutely top-notch, world-class beers, both only contain German purity law, 1516, remember, water, barley, yeast, hops. And these two go to show that if you just stick to the simples, you're going to produce a world-class winner. And I have to say, today I've got these two in my biggest Leif Waits crystal glasses, which are generally thought of as wine glasses, but I think they're brilliant for beer and stout. Well, you know, I'm not much of a lager drinker, but I think I can tell the best in the world. And, you know, you could start with something like, say, Foster's or Carling, or if you really wanted to go downhill, Carlsberg. Yeah, I mean, have you thought about trying Tesco's Own? It's not bad, considering, you know, considering the level we're at that price. But anyway, if you don't want to rot your gut out, you're going to want to go with the world's best. That's what I like to aim for. So I found two, which, you know, I've known Budweiser, Budva, and I'm sure you have, from decades ago, right? Maybe I just never appreciated how damn good it is, but you have to try the others, and then you know the prince, right? Gah. It's the most beautiful colour. Every single thing about it is authenticity, and has it got a big kick? Oh, yes. Budweiser Budva, original Czech lager, 5%. They're not paying me for this. No one ever pays me for anything. I'll just tell it like it is, right? Why would I lie to you? Try it out for yourself. Fucking glorious. You'll never look back, I tell you. That is the Mount Olympus of lager. And amazingly for me, because before this, I'd never even seen the brand. Didn't know it existed. Didn't even know Spain did any. Did I mention San Miguel? It looked lovely, really pale gold. Yeah, lovely. Just tasted, if anything, a little bit of Carling, and the rest of it didn't taste of anything. again, brewed in Britain. Burton-on-Trent, lovely. Yeah, so don't let's bother with that one. And what was the other one I tried? Yeah, the other two checks, they were just, well, you know, don't even want to talk about them. Right, so this is, oh, and the other one, so it was Mahou, or Mahou, and that's got maize in it. It didn't amaze me. It was the most fecking boring stuff I've ever tasted. So that was just a no there. Sorry. I am being equal and there's no bias in this at all. Except that I want the best. Come on, I want the best. I don't want, you know, I'm spending the same money. Whatever the beer is, I want to drink the best. So here we are. Estrella Galicia. I can't say this word. Cerveza. Lager. 4.7%. Nice big bottle. And, wow. Comes from Spain. I mean, honestly, never even knew it existed until now. I've really learned a lot. I've learned that Spain grow rice. You know, I've learned that some beers still are made in the country they seem to be made in, not Burton-on-Trent. That's a good start. And Kent beer, of course, isn't made on Burton-on-Trent, but there's little else I can say for it. Not the ales. I just mean, you know, an attempt at lager. Nice try. Need to try a bit harder. That's my suggestion. Because at the end of the day, every consumer can vote with their feet and their wallet. Right? Now, I have to say that there is no way I can pick out a winner from these two. So we're just going to have to agree. They've both got the same number of penalties. It's a draw. They are both contenders for the world crown. But I have not. I mean, years ago, you'd have popped Grolsch and Stella Artois when it was imported into the blend. But, you know, these days, it's all brewed in Burton, it's all glucose syrup, you know. It's just so much schlosh. Because they've got the consumer where they want you. You go into a supermarket, you buy a box of 12 or 18 bottles or cans, you go for the brand or you go for the offer or whatever, and you take it home and you just think you've got the same product in a different label. Oh no, you haven't even got the same ingredients, you don't know where it was brewed, you don't even care. You know, you probably don't know that even the Italian lagers, most of them are brewed in Britain. It's Peroni that's still brewed in Italy, and that is another maize beer. You know, and you've got to ask yourself, do you really want to be drinking cornflakes? You know, I'm just saying, but I don't. So even Peroni isn't top of my heap anymore. But I tell you what, these two are, because I don't think I'm going to find a finer bottled lager. I might be able to find something just up the notch in a London pub, possibly. But who knows what the ingredients are? Who knows where it was brewed? You've got to ask. Do they know? Probably not. If they don't, walk out. Walk out, vote with your feet, vote with your wallet. That is the number one thing I've learned from this. It all looks equal in the shop. They're all just bottles with labels on. But believe me, there's a massive difference in here from a beer that's got some sort of golfing gent on, right? And it's brewed in Burton and it's full of glucose syrup. To one that's got nothing attractive about the label at all. But it's the clear winner, Estrella Galicia. That was the clear winner of Spain. No doubt about it at all. But I had to try six. Well, seven if you count, San Miguel. Before I could really work this out. You know, and it's been a seriously big tasting for me. I started in July and here we are. Well, September practically, isn't it? So, you know, what can I say? Is the last day of August any different to the first day of September? I don't think so. But when it comes to lagers, you've got to really watch it. You watch those ingredients labels, if you can even read them. Seriously, they make it as difficult as they can. Like, little black print on a red label. Hello. You know. Yep, so let's give these two a round of applause. Good far. It is absolutely jaw-droppingly stunning. And I've had to taste 11 lagers to work it out. And this other one, Estrella. But Estrella Galicia, yeah. I would say it's just got a little bit smoother and deeper texture. It's like velvet, you know? The other one's like a cereal filled. A little bit spiky. It's got to be a matter of taste at the end of it. Taste some in tandem. Honestly, do it. You'll be really, really glad you did. And if you want, to make the point, try San Miguel and I don't know, one of the others, in tandem with them, and you'll see that they're just worlds apart. Now, of all the lagers I tried, and I went through the labels of almost everything, right, in five different shops. That's dozens of lagers, and only two of them have emerged as clear winners beyond any need for any real explanation. Try them yourself, see what you think. Just trust me on this one. These two are top of the heap, and anything you like needs to be compared against these. And then you have to ask yourself, why do you like something else against these two? Because these two have won this hands down, like worlds apart. So hopefully, whatever your tipple, it might be hot chocolate or it could be dandelion tea, but don't just assume that everything is the same thing in a bottle with a different label on it. That is far from being the case. Almost no product in the world differs as much as these lagers. And if you want a pint of glucose syrup, it's more than I do. And if we vote with our wallets and even email the brewers and say, why do you think it's a good idea to sell glucose syrup dressed up as beer and charging the same price? You've got to get mad with them. Nothing's going to change until you make it too damned uncomfortable for these people. Okay? Keep in here all the best reviews at houseeffectbooks.com. Oh, and there might be a recipes book coming up soon. Oh, yeah. What drinks best with home cooked gammon, hey? Anyway, thanks for looking in. Hope you've enjoyed it as much as I do. Have some fun. Go out and get the beers yourself and try it yourself. Keep them well chilled and use a variety of glasses as well. But just make sure you've got something that's just perfect, whatever it is for eating later on. So, what am I going to have today? I did quite fancy just some Haken Rocket. It's a bit bizarre with lager, but so what, you know?